There are almost 200 people who are on a hunger strike in Turkey to protest prison conditions there. The fast, undertaken by left-wing former prisoners and their relatives, is now in its 11th month, and so far 31 people have died. The protesters say that prisoners are being held in isolation in new high-security jails with small cells, where they are particularly vulnerable to abuse from guards. The protesters also complain that the prisoners are locked up for long spells without exercise or recreation. Joining us from Istanbul now is reporter Dorian Jones. Mr. Jones, thanks very much for being with us.
You're welcome.
And Mr. Jones, tell us something about these new style prisons or prison cells. They were introduced for a reason?
Well, they've been long-term plans to introduce these prisons for many years, and finally they have come into effect. And they are aimed at particularly people that are convicted of anti-terror laws. All those that are in jail have been convicted of terrorist offenses. Mm-hmm. And part of the conviction was that they would be sent to these prisons, which have now been built, whereby they would be kept in isolation with very limited rights. As you said, very limited access to meeting people, very limited complete control on their environment. Although a number of those who are in jail at the moment have carried out killings and assassinations and murders and bombings, the overwhelming majority of those in jail, of which there are over several thousand, mm-hmm. are invariably young students who are involved in offenses like putting up posters for this group or selling or carrying newspapers, mm-hmm. which are banned by Turkey. And they ended up receiving sentences of 15 to 20 years in some cases.
These people being members of the Revolutionary Party's Liberation Front.
That's right. They're a leftist organization, had its origins in the 70s when Turkey was racked by a great deal of inter-fighting between extreme left-wing groups and extreme right-wing groups, which claimed several thousand lives. Now, this organization continued after a military coup in 1980, and for much of the 80s, they aimed their attacks against those soldiers that were involved in the military coup and soldiers which they claim were responsible for torture, which occurred during the 80s. But since then, they've moved on to attack businessmen and various other people, which they considered people that were threatening Turkey, as it were. Mm-hmm. But the group is really coming to an end. Most of the members are now in jail. And some people see this hunger strike as like their last stand, as it were, because the future of this group is not seen as being very bright now.
Mm-hmm. Have you been able to, Mr. Jones, discern much sympathy among Turks? For one thing, you mentioned still publications are banned in Turkey. To what degree is the public aware of this anyway? And to what degree does anyone in the Turkish public say, well, you know, if the government can do this to them, they can do it to us?
Well, I mean, hunger strikes in Turkey aren't unusual by political prisoners. And in the past, they have drawn quite a great deal of sympathy from a section of the population, which in many cases resulted in the government coming to a deal to make some settlement with the prisoners or to end it. But in this case, because Turkey is in its worst economic crisis in living memory, a large unemployment, people are worried about their future, whether they're going to have enough to eat, this has totally dominated the whole media coverage and also in the minds and psyche of the people. All they're worrying about at the moment is their own lives and what's going to happen to them. So therefore, the room there is for sympathy for these prisoners doesn't exist at the moment.
Mr. Jones, do you see this ending in any way other than more people dying?
Well, the government, they have offered one concession to allow some sort of communication and some sort of places where people can work for these prisoners on the basis of good behavior. But other than that, the government is just saying that we're not moving. And as they don't have very little domestic pressure and very little international pressure on them, it really does look like the situation is very bad. And yes, with around 200 people on hunger strike and reaching almost a year, the death toll is expected to rise very quickly, and it seems almost inevitable that there will be more funerals.
Mr. Jones, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Reporter Dorian Jones in Istanbul, Turkey.